Sugarloaf Cove Nature Center in Schroeder hosts a presentation on birds of prey and mercury this coming Saturday, March 14th. And joining us now by phone is the presenter, Ted Kyle. He's a graduate student in biology at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Welcome, Ted.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. I will be interested to learn more about your presentation. But first, can you share a bit of your background, what you're specializing in at the University of Minnesota Duluth?
Yeah, certainly. So I grew up in Racine, Wisconsin, so southeastern Wisconsin. And the way I got into birding was that it was something I'd always done with my father and my family. And right around middle school or so, I just really, really got interested in it and took that further and further and further and just kept trying to learn more. And we started taking trips up to Hawk Ridge in Minnesota around that time as well, and just became fascinated with raptors. I attended University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point for my undergraduate degree and double majored in biology as well as wildlife ecology and management, and graduated from Stevens Point in 2009. And after that, I spent a few years just working as a migrant science worker, you could say, across the U.S. in a variety of different states and locations, conducting different bird surveys, predominantly bird surveys. So I did a little bit of prey plant work as well. And then in 2012, I met with my advisors here, Dr. Jerry Neamy and Dr. Matt Ederson, and talked with them some, and they were interested in me. And so I decided to start graduate school at UMD in the fall of 2013. I'm in the Integrated Biosciences program, and my research is looking at mercury levels in birds of prey.
Okay. And why are you interested in mercury levels of birds of prey?
So there's fairly limited work done on birds that have been terrestrially associated birds. So there's been a lot of work done on mercury in aquatic systems. I should actually back up a little bit and start with what types of mercury are in birds.
Sure.
And so there's always been mercury within the environment, and it's always an element that's persisted throughout. But with anthropogenic sources, it's helping to add to those levels. The mercury itself isn't what's taken up by organisms. It's the organic form of mercury, methylmercury, that is sequestered within tissues of organisms. So there's been a lot, and mostly that mercury is methylated in aquatic conditions that don't have a lot of oxygen in them. There's a little bit of methylation that occurs in terrestrial systems, but the vast majority is in aquatic systems. And so there's been a fair amount of work that's been done on species that are very heavily associated with aquatic conditions. The poster child for that's common loon. Mm-hmm. There's also been a fair amount of work done with other species, such as tree swallow and shorebirds, wading birds, but fairly limited work with terrestrial species of birds. And so we're starting to find just some species of more terrestrially based birds having higher levels of mercury than we might initially expect.
Okay. So tell us, so far, what have you learned about working with birds of prey? Maybe differences or interesting things that you've found about working with birds of prey?
Yeah, so birds of prey, in addition to the mercury being accumulated within the birds, it's not something that's readily lost, like a normal waste product, because it's sequestered within the tissues. And so it continues to accumulate within different food levels. And so we'd expect that these birds of prey would have higher levels of mercury than perhaps some of their prey items would. And so that's another reason that we've been very interested in looking at birds of prey. And it also helps that we have Hawk Ridge just right in our backyard, so to speak.
Right.
And they've had a long-term count program and banding program. It's a site that annually receives, on average, 60,000 birds of prey or more.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd highly recommend to anyone who's in the area or thinking about it just to come to Hawk Ridge some fall and witness the migration. It's an incredible spectacle.
That's interesting you talk about that. Mark was just talking earlier today about all of the birds, you know, prevalent all of a sudden at this nice weather. Well, can you explain a little bit about how you're gathering data? I believe I understand that you focus on breast feathers.
Yes. Yeah, and so as I mentioned, Hawk Ridge has this long-term banding program, and when they catch a bird, they're kind enough to to sample 3 to 4 breast feathers for us and then put them in an envelope with the species and the age and sex if they can tell. So some birds you can age and sex easily in the hand, and other birds are a little tougher depending on the species. And then so they place that with age and sex information as they can, the date that they caught it, and then the species. And then those samples are then sent out to be analyzed. So the way you analyze mercury is through atomic absorption spectrometry.
Okay.
It's kind of complicated to explain readily, but envision it somewhat like you see on all those different crime shows.
Okay.
Where they go, oh, we have this. What? How do we analyze it?
Right.
Let's just put it through the spectrometer. Okay.
That helps me understand it, so that's good. And I understand, too, that the data that you're collecting will serve as a baseline. Can you explain what that is?
That's the hope, is that just since there isn't much information on these wild birds of prey, that we're hoping just to create this initial data set that we can show, okay, so these are the levels that we found across these varying species. And so if others are curious, too, and they want to pursue future research on mercury and birds of prey, they can say, oh, look, these other people have found these levels for these species at this one site, and we can see how our levels compare to that.
Okay. So for people who are considering attending your presentation on Saturday, can you do a little brief overview of what you plan to cover, what they can expect to hear?
Yeah, certainly. It'll be somewhat similar we'll answer some of the questions that we've answered today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just start with the background on mercury, go into a little more depth than I've gone into today, as well as on the species and the methods for what we were collecting, what results that we've found so far. So what results we found so far, and what do those results mean, and what are our future avenues for potential research.
Okay. And who do you hope comes to Saturday's presentation?
I think anyone who's interested in birds and the environment and mercury levels. I mean, mercury is getting to be one of those things that it's all around, and especially with fishing is kind of the big one, but it's interesting to see how it influences other organisms as well.
Well, if you've just joined us, we have been visiting with Ted Kyle of UMD. He'll be at Sugarloaf Cove Nature Center sharing his work on birds of prey and mercury at 10 a.m. this Saturday, March 14th. And more information is available from Sugarloaf at 218-525-0001. And look forward to your presentation on Saturday.
Oh, certainly. Thanks for having me.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us.